Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Doggy's Llama. You're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mr. Webster's trial was held yesterday, and contrary to everyone's expectations, the defendant quickly pleaded guilty and cheerfully paid the $500 fine imposed upon him by Justice of the Peace Lum Edwards. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down Store and Library with Abner, who is talking on the telephone.
Well, I can't sell you no canned tomatoes, but I can send you out some nice clothespins, Miss Barton. I know you can't eat them, but you see... Mom? Yes, Mom, we still got the store divided up. Well, maybe it is silly, but... Uh-huh. Yes, Mom. Uh-huh. Grandpap, take the receiver for a while. Miss Barton starting on her favorite subject again. Tell me how the store business ought to be run.
Well, I don't want to listen to that neither, Abner. Just hang up on her.
Well, I can't do that. She's a good customer. Yeah, that's right, Miss Barton. Uh-huh.
Once and then hang up.
I know what she wants. Canned tomatoes, but they're over on Lum's side of the store.
Well, sell them to her. Lum will never know the difference.
I ain't touching a thing that belongs to that varmint, that land-grabbing critter.
Yeah. Abner, do you actually believe that Lum taking that $500, Mr. Webster, and bought himself some land?
You got the right idea, Miss Barton. No, I ain't sure, Grandpap, but from some little hints that Papa was throwing around last night, why, I'm just might nigh sure that's what he done.
He's throwing
yes,
around.
Mom, I know how Dick Cuddleston runs his store.
Well,
yeah.
Sir, I just don't understand that Lum at all no more.
Yes, Mom. No, Mom.
But what stumps me more than anything else is why Webster ever sat there yesterday and let old Lum slap that $500 fine on him without hardly opening his mouth except to say he's guilty.
Yes, Mom. Yeah, that is a peculiar thing. It's something I can't understand about that myself.
Oh, it's baffling.
All the way from the jailhouse over here to the trial, he kept telling me how easy he was going to get out of that charge. Uh-huh. Just wasn't worried a bit. Just laughed about it. Then turns right around 2 minutes later and pleads himself guilty.
Reckon he just figured Lum had him whipped and the best thing to do was just give up?
You're absolutely right, Miss Barton. I don't know, Grandpap, but I'll tell you this. I'll never admit that to Lum. He's so puffed up now over the way things turned out, he can't hardly stand himself.
He's egotistical. Ain't no two ways about that. I seen him down by the barbershop strutting around a while ago.
Oh, he's a strutter. He's going to fall over backwards. He ain't care. Yes, Mom? I told you I ain't got candomators on my side. Well, that's just how the rope happened to divide up the store. I can't help it, Miss Barton.
Tell her to go hire a haul. She's getting to be a worse jaw flapper than Sister Simpson.
Well, I got clothespins. Miss Barton, you don't need to holler at me. If you don't want any clothespins, just a little plain no will do. Well, sure, I'll admit a body's got to eat. I ain't arguing that point with you. I never bring that up.
Abner, wait a minute. There comes Lum. Let him listen to her for a while.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Let that varmint suffer a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be a good joke on me.
Yeah, just a minute, Miss Barton. A junior partner's coming in. I'll let you talk to him. Yes, Mom.
Well, gentlemen, how's everybody feeling this fine and delightful day?
Here's a call for you, Mr. Edwards.
Oh, well, thank you very much. My fine and joyful friend, I'll be happy indeed to take said phone call.
Yeah, well, here, take the receiver first. Watch this, Grandpa.
Hello. Why, how do you do, Mrs. Barton?
Watch the tone of his face change now.
Canned tomatoes. Oh. Why, sure. And what else?
Hate that old woman.
Yes, Mom. Oh, you bet. Jack. All right, fine. Mom. Well, thank you. That's awful nice of you to say that about me.
Listen at that.
Mom? Oh, him. Well, you just have to excuse him. But you know how hard it is to get decent help nowadays. I hope you'll just overlook this little incident. It won't happen again. I'll see to that personal. That's all right, Miss Barton. Well, much obliged and call again. All right, not at all. Goodbye. Mr. Peabody, I don't want to interfere with your business over there, but I would like to make a suggest.
Huh?
If I was you, I'd branch out a little bit and handle something besides clothespins.
I got other stuff besides clothespins. It just so happens that I'm pushing clothespins right now. That's my special for this week, I think.
It's a fine special. That's the same thing you had last week.
Yeah, I never sold none, though. That's why I'm pushing them again this week.
Now, you ought to push them right out the window.
Huh?
That's what you ought to do. I've been getting more complaints about you and that special of yours.
Oh, is that so?
You'd think a body that's been in the grocery business for 30-odd years would learn a little bit about it. Especially when he had such a smart partner all them years.
Smart partner? I reckon you call that smart the way you run the trial yesterday.
Well, I convicted Mr. Webster like I aimed to do, didn't I?
You never done no such a thing. He done it himself. Convicted himself, you might say.
Oh, I don't know. You heard me give out the verdict, didn't you?
That's all I heard you give out. You never hardly said another word.
Well, I never needed to say no more than that. Mr. Webster seen right off the bat that I had him cornered in every direction, so all he could do was just give up.
I doubt that.
He knowed I could outwit him. He could see it weren't no use for him to try to match brains with a mental mind like I got.
Might out-nit with him. Don't see how he could tell you got such mental brains when you never said nothing.
I don't need to say nothing. I just natural look smart. But he can just take one look at my face and see right then and there that he's whipped.
I wish you could have saw that face of yours at the trial yesterday. Sat there with your mouth open, your eyes bugged out like a chomped-on toad frog. Mr. Webster's trying all the time to make you understand he's pleading guilty.
I was just trying to be polite to him, was all.
You look like you was going to fly apart when you wrapped that gravel there to turn the court.
Well, you'd have flew apart, too, if you'd have pounded your thumb with that big, heavy gravel.
Is that what you done?
Well, just look at that thumb there. Blue and purple, and I don't know what all else colors is in there. Throbs something wonderful.
Well, you ought to stop being so mental-minded once in a while. Watch what you're doing. Keep your left hand in your pocket when you're beating
Abner, by the way, whereabouts is Mr. Webster at now? Did you put him back in jail?
Why, no, of course not.
Well, he's guilty, ain't he? Well,
yeah, but he paid his fine. Paid it yesterday right after trial, all $500 of it.
Cash money?
Yes, sir. Turn it over to the justice of the peace, sir. And there's no telling where the money's at now.
Well, you're going to be surprised when you find out where that money's at.
I've got a pretty good idea where it's at. So is Grandpa.
You're pigeon-toed right, I have.
If I was a justice of the peace, I'd be pretty ashamed of myself over the whole thing, too.
You think so, huh?
Of course I do. What else can a upstanding, right-living feller like me think?
All right. Have it your way. All I got to say is that you fellas are in for a little surprise.
What are you aiming on doing now, buying up the whole town?
Maybe he's fixing to branch out and buy up Cherry Hill, too.
Yeah. Or maybe Chicago and Detroit and San Francisco. Yeah. What are you going to do with all that land, Mr. Edders?
You'll find out what I'm aiming to do. And that reminds me, has your papa been in looking for me while I was out?
I ain't saw my papa all day. What'd you do, send him out to buy up Florida and Africa?
Hey, Abner, maybe you ought to call up home and see if a certain party ain't bought your place right out from under you.
Oh, Grandpap, you don't have to worry. He wouldn't bother about a little place like that. Long as it ain't got no fancy, valuable spring on it.
Oh, that's right. He likes springs, huh?
Oh, just loves them the worst way. That is, if he figures he can get to be a millionaire off of it.
Well, I understand he loves springs so much he'd even go so far as to change the course of a creek to get one on some land he's buying.
Well, I have heard that rumored myself, too. Of course, I don't actually believe that, though. Do you, Grandpa?
Oh, no. Of course not.
Oh, this fine, upstanding justice of the peace would never stoop to doing an illegal thing like that.
Never in the world. Oh, never in the pigeon-toed world.
No. Why, something like that be bound to hurt his subconsciousness. He just couldn't be comfort sitting over getting rich off of a spring that he practical stole from an old friend of his. Oh, not a fine fella like him.
Oh, no. He'd be so upset he'd more than likely misplace a few barrels of money.
Yeah. And if there's one thing he wouldn't like is misplacing a barrel of money.
Now, Granny, there comes Finest up out there now. Maybe now you fellas will get new slants on things.
A new slant on Papa? Is that what you mean?
You'll see what I mean.
Just been walking like that for years.
Come on in here, Mr. Peabody.
Yes, well, I got it all right, Lum. Hello there, son.
Yeah, howdy, Papa. What is it you got there?
Well, I'm afeard this ain't no concern of yourn, son. Yeah, here it is, Lum.
Well, give it to Abner there, as long as he's so curious. I want him to see it anyway.
Well, here you are then, son.
What is this?
Well, go ahead and read it.
More like
you can
some
read.
Trick of some kind, what it is.
Yeah, what does it say, Abner?
Hi, doggies. We was right. It's the truth. Looky here, Grandpap. He's done it. It's a deed to the Dillard place that Lum went and bought it.
Well, I'll be a monkey's pigeon toe.
Look at that. Look at that.
I knowed it was so, but I wouldn't believe it. Wait a minute, though. What's my name doing? Looky right there. Right there it is in black and ink. Milford Avery Spears. That's me. It's my name.
Why, this property's made out to you, Grandpap. The Dillard place is yours now.
Well, now, what do you think about that mean old justice of the peace now? And all these barrels of money.
Oh. Grandpap, if I bend over, will you give me a good swift kick?
No, sir. No, sirree, sir.
Huh?
Not till you give me one first. And make it a good stoutin'. I want you to drop kick me right out the front door.